Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, he knows I don't wear underwear. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband is 39 and I'm 37. We have three children under the age 10. I rarely get out anymore, so I was so excited when my girlfriends planned a night out for my birthday. I got a babysitter so my husband could go hang out with his friends too. My girls took me to my favorite restaurant and then we went to the club down the street from the restaurant. My husband and I know the owner, so he sat me in the VIP area and sent over two bottles of champagne. I called my husband to let him know I was at the club. He said he would pick me up around 1 a.m. because he didn't want me in the car with one of my drunk girlfriends. After we hung up, I started drinking a lot and I was dancing a lot. I danced with whoever asked me, but mostly I was in a circle dancing with my girlfriends. At one point, I had to use a bathroom and it was crowded, so the security guard led me to the bathroom and he stayed by the door until I finished. When I came out, he put me on his shoulders and cut through the dance floor to take me back to my girls. They cheered and hyped me up for being on this big, strong man's shoulders. My husband had to come pick me up and he saw me on the man's shoulders and he was very unhappy. He said that everybody in the club could see my bare butt. He knows that I don't wear underwear, especially with tight dresses. He said I had my bare vajayjay on the back of another man's neck and I should be ashamed. I get why he's mad, but it's still kind of funny to me. He said I can't go out again until I'm 50. I'm cool with that, but how do I reassure my husband that it was just innocent fun? You can't. You can't, and your husband can't unsee that. Some man picking you up in a club, your husband is never not going to be upset about that visual. He will always be mad at the chance, the idea that the security guard or any other man may have seen you. It's not a joke to him. You can't make this funny. You know men are territorial and they have egos. He doesn't want another man even thinking about you in that way. So no, ma'am, no jokes. This is not funny to him because he's mad you even let another man pick you up in the first place. Your husband should be the only one who knows you don't wear underwear. Okay? Period. Steve?
I'm confused. Where is the dismay at in this letter? Right. Why are you questioning? The only thing you said in this letter that made sense to me was you said, I get why he's mad. But and you should have left it at that. Because you have got to understand. Lady, first of all, you drank, and after you hung up and said he come good, you started drinking a lot. Now, you're in there. You made a couple of statements to let me know it's finna go. I danced with whoever asked me. Mm-hmm. But mostly in a circle with my girlfriend. So that means it was some men coming up to you asking you to dance. Now, you're 39. You fully grown.
She's 37.
You know how this works.
Yeah, her husband's
39. Oh, yeah. The husband's 39. You 37. So you're fully grown. You got all these kids, all of them under 10. You deserve the night out. Great if your husband set you up with guy he know at the club, VIP section, couple bottles of champagne. Hit a part that throwing your husband. When you went to the bathroom and the security guard stood there, what was the conversation that you and Mr. Big Strong security guard had that would make you climb on his shoulders with your bare bottom and naked vajayjay? What conversation did y'all have and you agreed to climb on the back of this man's neck? What conversation was that at the bathroom? Because that's not a normal conversation. I've been to a lot of clubs. I've never seen anybody put nobody on their shoulder to walk them back to their table. I've never seen it. Can't say it ain't been done, but I ain't never seen it. Why are you going back? Now, you sitting up in here. He know I don't wear underwear. Okay. He also don't know that you have on a tight dress and you would climb on a man's back with no underwear, and your dress would come up and your bottom showing, and all the rest of you is on his neck. See,
that's too much.
Too much unexplainable in here. Number one, how drunk are you? Number two, whose idea, suggestion was it? I'm gonna give you a ride back to your table. What made the security guard think that was a good idea? But what's deeper than that, what made you think it was a good idea to even do it? And then your husband comes in the club and that's what he sees. His wife, the mother of his children, bottom out on the back of a man's neck with no drawers on.
What?
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, we do. And we'll have part two of your response, Steve, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he knows I don't wear underwear. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he knows I don't wear underwear.
For those of you who missed it, let me just recap this quickly. This woman is 37. She's celebrating her birthday. The husband knows they went to a restaurant. The husband knows the club she wants to go to. She gets a VIP section. He sends a couple of bottles of champagne. You also let him go out that night, so y'all got a babysitter, so he could go out to, she went out with the girlfriend. He called and said he didn't want her riding home with her drunk girlfriends. He'll come pick his wife up. You say, okay, so then you start drinking a lot. It got drunk. You said in the letter, I was dancing with anybody that asked me, but mostly I was dancing with my girlfriend. So that means you was out there with a bunch of men, too. You got to drinking. You had to go to the bathroom. Security walked you to the bathroom. It was crowded. Walked you in the bathroom, and security stood there and waited on you to come out. When you came out, here was the brilliant idea. One of you, I'm thinking it's him, said, get on my shoulders. I'm going to take you back to your table. Your drunk behind went. You can pick me up. He said, hell yeah. He squatted down. You raised your legs up over the shoulders of another man. You said this, you was on the shoulders of this big, strong man. He was carrying you back to the table. Why? Why y'all couldn't walk just like y'all walked to the bathroom? What made him think you would even agree to this? And then how drunk were you that you did agree to it? Now you're going back to the club and your husband come to pick you up. He look and see your bare bottom is showing, your butt out. And your response is, he know I don't wear underwear. But the rest of your naked body is up against this man's neck. He see all that. How did you get down? Because that's even more interesting than how you got up there. Did you slide across the top of his head? Did you pull your leg over like you was getting off a horse or a bike? Which approach did you use? Did you need help? Was you staggering?
Wow.
How long did he have to get down on his knees to let you off the ride? Your husband see all that, now he mad. Your response is, he knows I don't wear underwear. You said you understand why your husband was mad, but it's still kind of funny to me. You still drunk. It's still kind of funny to me. You still drunk, because this ain't funny. He said, I can't go out again until I'm turned 50. I'm cool with that, but how do I reassure my husband that it was just innocent fun? Because that's not what it looked like. My wife on the back of another man, I'm trying to see where innocent or fun fits in this situation. And Shirley said it best. He can't unsee what he saw. You've learned a valuable lesson right here. You don't need to drink no more. No more. You need to take alcohol off your list of things to do. And I'm really surprised, lady. I mean, that was just unacceptable behavior. That doesn't make any sense if you...
And it's not funny. This is not funny.
Yeah. You know, if you was a college student, this could make most sense. Because you're not married, you ain't got no kids. All this would make most sense. You got three babies, all of them under 10. And you married.
Not there. Wow.
I'm not understanding. I'm just not understanding.
What about the part where her girls cheered her on when he brought her back on top of his shoulders? They were cheering that she was on top of this big, strong man.
Yeah, she got her hands up. It's a birthday. It's a birthday. She wasting drink all down her arm and everything. Yeah. And she's incoherent. I don't know, happy birthday to me in the birth for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So, I don't know how... You I can't explain this.
This is crazy.
This is crazy.
This really is crazy.
Yeah. Let me tell you how crazy it is. Carla got a husband. Uh-huh. Carla got a child. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Carla got birthdays like everybody else.
Yes.
She go with Tori and her girls out to a club. Ty set them up in a VIP, get them some champagne bottles. Uh-oh. Carla got to go to the bathroom. Carla come back, it's crowded. She climb up on the shoulder, big strong man. He bringing her back to the table on her shoulder. She drunk. Carla.
Girls, yay. Go, Carla.
Tosh standing
go,
there.
Go, Carla. It's your birthday.
And let me tell you something. If I saw that from Carla, I would be like,
Nah.
I would never disrespect my husband.
Like yeah, this. Hello. Fact that she doesn't know that. This is Hello. Unacceptable behavior.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're that drunk. All right.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.